This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. A story which has, of course, dominated the news here in Iceland in recent days is the story of the ice cave collapse at Breiðamerkurjökull. In that collapse, one person lost his life, another was injured. We ultimately discovered, of course, also that two people who were believed to be trapped under the ice were in fact not, due to incomplete record-keeping by one of the tour groups. Scott Stevens and his daughter Wilde were among those who were at the ice cave. They left before the collapse. They say it was only a matter of minutes that separated them from what ultimately happened. And they spoke to my colleague here at RÚV, Alma Omarsdóttir. We bring you that conversation today.
First off, where did you book this tour and what information did you get when you booked it?
I had done a lot of research online myself and read about the trip, and I'd seen all the pictures, and photography is a hobby, so I really wanted to get some shots of her in that blue ice. So I went online and just Googled and found Arctic Adventures, one of the tour outfits here that do lots of different trips, not just Ice Cave. So we contacted them.
And were you at any point before the trip warned about possible dangers of going there?
No.
So can you just describe the day from when you get on the glacier, from when you meet your guide, and until this happens?
We showed up at the Glacier Lagoon parking lot where the buses leave from, and met the guide. And we joined the tour. I think we left at like 1 o'clock or something, and drove, I don't know, 45 minutes maybe to the glacier. And then we all kind of had a conversation about what was going to take place, put the crampons, the feet, the helmet, etc. And then we hiked up to the top, or to where the ravine and the ice cave was, and entered there.
But at that point, you were not told about what you should do if you hear something or if anything happens.
No, I don't think it was expected. The guy did say they had discovered that cave in August of two summers back. So my understanding was they've been going through the same cave complex for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the moments before the ice cave went down.
It's pretty simple, really. I mean, we were in one group that came through. There was another group there at the same time. And you kind of go down in this ravine and you follow this path in a single file line. And then you go down through the ice cave and it kind of circles back onto itself and you climb back out. And so we were in the beginning of our line right behind the guide, and we all sort of single file line followed each other. He explained various aspects of the ice and the age of the ice. And then we kind of did the tour. Everyone was kind of taking their pictures, and we, you know, climbed back out up on top of the glacier. And a guide was in the front, followed by us. And then while we were waiting for the rest of our group to kind of gather and come up the stairs, if you will, we heard a loud boom. And I was speaking to the guide in that moment, and he kind of looked at me. I looked at him, and it was like a little confusion, like, no, like, what was that? He seemed to know more than me, clearly. And he took off running and ran back down into the ravine. And I ran after him because I wanted to see what happened. And then I got about halfway down, and then I was worried she might follow me. So I turned back around and came back out, and then went back around the other side where I could look down and see what happened. And that's where we saw the one woman on the ground being tended to, and the ice had kind of looked like the wall had like fallen on her that way, but she wasn't underneath it, but you could see like a big sheet of ice. And I suppose, but I don't know, that her partner, the one who died, must have been underneath what we couldn't see him. And we gathered there and you know, sort of watched, waited. We didn't know anyone was dead yet. We just thought someone was hurt. And another guide from the other group who was there, I mentioned there were two groups, and the other group was the one I believe that the person got killed in. They were like right behind us. He came running up and he started asking us, you know, are you all accounted for? And, you know, I knew I had her. So I'm like, we're accounted for. And everyone else in our group was accounted for, but there was confusion on how many people were there. And that was the thing. They were trying to figure out, is there anyone buried or not buried? And the number of how many people were present seemed to not be known by anyone, except we knew how many people were in our group. But as the other group, and I don't know which tour operator there were with, that did not seem to have an adequate head count.
Mm-hmm. And how did you feel in that moment? What did you think was happening?
Well, when I heard the ice, fall, my dad just told me, "Did you hear that piece of ice fall?" So I assumed that, like, it would be cool to go see like a giant piece of ice fall, but then I saw my guide running, and that's when I saw my dad running, and I was gonna follow him, but instead I just kind of looked, because if my guide was there, I didn't feel like I should go with them. So I waited until my dad came out, and until I saw the lady, I didn't think a lot was wrong. But I assumed that the lady was the only one hurt, and seeing her drinking water and sitting up, I thought that it was not like a very, very big injury. So I didn't think, I thought that everything would be okay from there. And then I didn't see this, but my dad said that he saw our guide come up covered in blood. You said that?
Yeah, it seemed like he had some blood on him, yeah.
Yeah, like how was your reaction about? Could you do anything? How did you feel in that moment?
It was, I mentioned, it was kind of surreal. It didn't seem like, as she mentioned, it didn't seem like a huge deal initially. So some ice fell. Oh, the lady, oh, she's hurt. That's not good. But it wasn't until the other guide came up and was clearly very traumatized and he kept asking us, how many people? And finally he just said he didn't want to say it, I think. He said, "Look, someone died. We think there's more people buried. This is a tragic day, tragic." He kept saying tragic, tragic day. And he was very distraught. He was very upset. That's when we knew this was a big problem. Initially, it didn't seem like a huge deal.
I'm definitely scared of ice caves, so I'm not going to go back. And I'm just really glad that my dad did not get the other lens for the camera, which he was gonna do, because there were two pieces of ice that fell. One of them was behind the lady off the path. The other one was the bigger one covering the pathway, and it was exactly where my dad was standing. So, and it was only about 2 minutes after we have come out already. So, I mean, yeah, if he did grab the other lens, then he would have been smashed by that big piece of ice.
Yeah, what does that feel, knowing you were just there a few minutes before?
I don't know. It's kind of surreal, you know. Yeah. I mean, it could have easily just been us. If we had switched the order, as she mentioned, because I had a big camera and I'd switch the lenses sometimes, I'd stopped and taking the camera out and switch the lenses and pause there for a few more minutes, you know, I could have been there, but I elected not to because we didn't want to hold the people up and cause everyone to wait for us, so we just came out. So.
Yeah, you said before you were not warned. This could be a dangerous trip to take in the summertime in Iceland to an ice cave. In retrospect, what do you think, what information should have followed? Because you take your 10-year-old daughter there.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think afterwards?
I was not the only 10-year-old. There was another kid there. So I think that made it a lot more important to spread that news.
I think hindsight's always 20/20. So in retrospect, yes, I guess they shouldn't have been doing that. But it's hard for me to say that, you know, and I don't know the history of it. I don't know anything about ice caves, but if they have, in fact, been doing this year after year with no problems at all, and this was a one-off, then clearly, you know, I don't know, you know, that's terrible, but that's nature, I guess. On the other hand, if, as you mentioned before in our conversation, scientists and experts have been saying, do not do this, and those people were ignored for the sake of profit, then that's a problem.
right after, you described the moments when this happened before. What happened after? How were you taken care of in the moments after?
Your Icelandic guides are top-notch. I don't think there's better in the world. The other guide, not our guide, the other guide from the other group said, look, I'm going to take you guys back down to the vehicles. We have to get you out of here. We have helicopters coming, search and rescue teams coming. You know, I'm very, very sorry. This is terrible. Tragedy. You mentioned tragedy again. And he's like, are we all ready? And, we're, you know, both groups now, both groups became one group. And they said, let's go. And so we all walked down to the vans with him. After we got down to the van, our guide was still up there helping, I guess. And he came down and he got into the van with us and again reiterated the story, what happened. He said that we lost one man had died, the other woman injured, and some people potentially buried. They don't know how many. And, you know, he apologized again, said this has never happened. He said, let me get you out of here. And he sat down and we drove back pretty much in silence. I mean, no one was talking. It was pretty solemn.
But afterwards, were police or anyone talking to you about no. the vets?
No, we got off the bus and everyone just sort of, you know, we said goodbye to the one a German family we had met that had a daughter her age, you know, told them to be safe. They told us the same and we walked off. That was it. No one spoke to us.
Has this experience in any way changed how you look at trips like this or just tourism in Iceland?
I mean, I think that I'm definitely not going to an ice cave, so that changed. I don't think I'm going in the winter either. I don't think I'm going to go at all.
But has it affected your opinion of Iceland?
Well, like my dad said, they were very attentive, but I feel like I know they couldn't be prepared. You can't really be prepared since it's still nature, but I do think that they could have, warned us that this could happen. I didn't really think about it since they were experts. And if they didn't say anything about it, I just assumed it was perfectly safe. But I was not expecting, them to be prepared for it. I would like them to, tell us that it could potentially happen.
Yeah, I would say no. I mean, it hasn't affected my opinion negatively of Iceland in general. Absolutely not. We love it here and keen to return and, you know, explore more. This is an incredible place, one of the most incredible places I've ever been, and I've been a lot of places. She and I talked about it a lot, and a lot of people have asked me how she's doing. She's pretty resilient. You know, she's, I don't know the expression, bomb-proof. You know, I know it affected her, certainly, but I think that she also has a very philosophical outlook on things and that, you know, it's a tragedy and it's very sad, but I think I feel like she's okay. How do you feel, babe? I'm speaking for you, but.
I mean.
Do you feel like this will affect you, more? Do you feel like you need to talk to someone about it more?
Well, not really, because I think I understood it enough to not really need anyone to talk about it with. I mean, it did scare me, but I think I was just scared, and I still am scared, but I wasn't majorly affected where I immediately wanted to leave Iceland and didn't want to go near ice ever again.
I just feel really bad for, you know, the family. I still don't know who it was that died. And I feel bad for the guides. I mean, I felt really bad for our guide. I won't mention his name, I guess, but he's a great guy, and I could tell it hurt him badly, and I felt bad for him. Mm-hmm. We leave Saturday. We wanted to go ride some Icelandic horses. Given the weather, we were not sure. And we're just going to continue on west on the Ring Road and see what adventures come our way. It's a pretty loose schedule.
This is RUV English Radio. You can get in touch with us anytime. English@ruv.is.
There is more from RUV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.